I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR. Wildlife Resources Report. Certainly all of us, in one way or another, derive great enjoyment from the activities of outdoors in West Virginia. But have you ever really stopped to think about the outdoors as an industry and what it truly means to the West Virginia economy? If not, I'll clue you in right after this. Part 2 of the DNR Report in 3, 2, 1. Outdoor pursuits in West Virginia are without question the most popular activities in our state.
In West Virginia, we're looking at a figure of about 1 million people a year that recreate, you know, hunt, fish, and other wildlife-associated recreation in the state. So, you know, with a state with only 1.8 million people in it, that's a significant chunk of our population.
And that's Steve Brown with West Virginia DNR. And each year, the outdoor industry touches not only a significant chunk of our population, but it also becomes a significant chunk of the state's economic engine.
Hunting, fishing, and wildlife-associated recreation all combined is about a $1.2 billion impact each year to the West Virginia economy. That's billion with a B.
And it doesn't stop there.
Not only is hunting and fishing and wildlife recreation, you know, a significant economic contributor, it's a significant contributor to our employment picture. Those expenditures, when they ripple through the economy, support an estimated 16,000 jobs a year. And you think about, you know, how hard we would work to try to attract an industry to this state that supplies 16,000 jobs. Well, we've got one right here.
And one of the most unique aspects of all that significant economic impact is where it's being doled out. Hunting, fishing, and outdoor activities draw much of the money involved to the most rural parts of West Virginia that typically don't enjoy that kind of an economic boost.
Everybody knows we're a rural state, and particularly our hunting and fishing recreation is rural. And a lot of that money, most of that money, comes for travel-related expenditures, food, gas, lodging, and also equipment. And but a lot of the service sector, travel side expenditures are made out in our rural areas, and they're an important source of revenue for those folks.
And while the vast majority of that money that is being spent is coming from West Virginia, a very significant portion also comes from out-of-state visitors who travel to West Virginia, spend their money here, and enjoy our abundance of natural resources. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.